Seattle's mayor vows to maintain peace.
There is no battle in Seattle.
I'm Bob Fuss in Manchester, New Hampshire, where Republican presidential hopefuls will debate in an hour, and for the first time, frontrunner George W. Bush will be among them.
Space scientists hold their breath for tomorrow's landing on Mars.
It'll be an amazing day.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Seattle Mayor Paul Schell says he's determined to restore peace in his city, so a state of civil emergency remains in effect. Schell insists there is no battle in Seattle and regrets that some nonviolent protesters have suffered.
They're angry at people who've sniffed gas and have been pepper sprayed. And a lot of them innocent, and for them, I apologize.
Today's demonstrations against the World Trade Organization have not prompted police intervention. CBS News correspondent David Dow reports live.
Yesterday it was hundreds of protesters on the street. Today it is thousands, and perhaps 2,000 or more have marched peacefully here to the King County Jail in a show of solidarity with the nearly 500 protesters arrested yesterday. For a time, they encircle the jail, which occupies an entire block. It appears to be a much cooler atmosphere than yesterday's. Police are evident in force, but largely well back from the demonstrators. Both sides appear to have gone to pains not to incite the other. Live in Seattle, I'm David Dow, CBS News.
Seattle businesses expected the World Trade Conference would add their profits. Instead, Lucinda Payne of the Downtown Seattle Association says they're adding up losses.
We're edging up toward $2 million in physical damages, be it graffiti or broken windows or such. And then we're looking at, as of last night, about $7 million, very conservatively, in sales loss.
President Clinton's Seattle visit ended today after he signed a treaty to ban the worst child labor abuses.
We see this not only as a labor issue, but a business and an economic issue. We believe that everyone will be better off when children are given back their childhoods.
Now this.
Yes, officer.
Ma'am, we're here about your son, Billy.
Billy?
He called us, ma'am.
He's only six.
Did you, in fact, purchase a toy for Billy online?
I got him Lloyd, the flying platypus.
Oh.
But they didn't have what Billy really wanted.
We've got just one word for you, ma'am.
ToysRUs.com.
They've got what every kid wants, like the Radio Control Super Rebound and Extreme Cycle. Through this Saturday, buy either one and get a free battery pack with charger.
A $29.99 value, while supplies last.
I'm sorry.
ToysRUs.com. Just point, click, play.
And Mother Nature, I hear you can order gift baskets from MotherNature.com.
You can even have them custom made, filled with natural products.
So if I wanted to get something for my mother...
Ooh, exciting life you got there. What's your mother interested in?
Ooh, thumbtacks. She collects them.
Well, we can make gift baskets for chocoholics or hypochondriacs, computer geeks.
But not thumbtack lovers.
Not yet. Oh. But if you want natural products and healthy advice, just log on to MotherNature.com.
Your first purchase is free up to $20. Limited time offer. See MotherNature.com for details.
George W. Bush will be conspicuous by his presence at this evening's Republican candidates debate in Manchester, New Hampshire. We get a live report from CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
Supporters met Bush, the front runner, when he landed at Manchester Airport, saying he's looking forward to finally debating his opponents. Reporters asked Bush if he was nervous.
I feel great. I know it's in my heart. I know what I believe. I've been the governor of a big state. I'm going to talk about my hopes and aspirations for our great country, and I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be an interesting evening.
Though Bush has an overwhelming lead nationwide, Senator John McCain of Arizona has pulled even in New Hampshire, and he and the other challengers can all be expected to go after Bush tonight. Live in Manchester, New Hampshire, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
Scientists at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory are keeping close tabs on the flight of the Mars Polar Lander. It's scheduled to touch down tomorrow on the red planet's south pole. David Page heads the team that's been working on this project for 4 years.
Everything finally comes together and the lander, you know, makes its stunning descent into the atmosphere and lands on the surface. So, yeah, it'll be an amazing day.
The spacecraft will probe for evidence of water on Mars. CBS News correspondent David Martin reports the military is ready to give up, at least for now, on its attempts to use the bombing range on the Puerto Rican island of Vieques.
The presence of about 50 demonstrators on the range has stymied the Pentagon's efforts to resume training, which was suspended last April after a stray bomb killed a Puerto Rican worker. The FBI hostage rescue team had been placed on alert to forcibly evict the demonstrators, but administration officials say the risks are just not worth the benefit of training on Vieques.
A backup training plan calls for Marines to storm a beach in North Carolina and for practice bombing at Eglin Air Force Base in Florida. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Last year, right about this time, it was too late. Too late to get Holiday airline tickets at a decent price. But not this year. Log on to Priceline.com and name your own price. You can still get low-cost Holiday airline tickets when you use Priceline. You can save hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Join the millions who have named their own price for airline tickets, hotel rooms, and more. Give yourself a holiday. Name your own price at Priceline.com.
This Christmas, give your kids an edge in school with a compact Creative Learning Series PC. Available only at Radio Shack, these full-featured internet-ready computers are powerful educational machines, perfect for the whole family. And right now, an instant rebate just for signing up for internet service can save you $400, which makes your new compact as low as $399. And since we're right around the corner, it's easy to fit us into your busy holiday schedule. The compact Creative Learning Series PC, only from Radio Shack. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. See store for details.
If you spend a lot of time on your cell phone, consider this. Researchers at the University of Washington found that rats exposed to microwaves like those emitted by cell phones appeared to suffer long-term memory loss and DNA damage. Dr. George Carlo, former head of the Wireless Technology Research Group, says it's still a gray area.
We don't have enough proof to say that this is a definite public health threat, but we certainly have enough to say that it's not at all clear, and that when you do choose to use a wireless phone, you're assuming risk.
Carlo advises frequent callers to use headsets so their phone's antenna is kept away from their brains. The Consumer Product Safety Commission has approved new standards for children's bunk beds. Spaces in the beds will have to be small enough so a child can't get stuck and possibly strangle, and the top bunk will have to have a guardrail all the way around. The new standards take effect next July. Time on the roundup, 7 past the hour.
In the following commercial, you'll be given a list of fun things to say to your friends this holiday once you subscribe to Dish Network Satellite TV. These comments only work if you have Dish Network, and they don't. Comment number 1, looks like you've been visited by the ghost of Christmas past. You have cable. Number 2, is that snow or just another cable outage? Number 3, I just got a Dish Network system free after rebate with qualified programming. Number 4, Santa gave me a 500-channel digital satellite TV system. What'd you get? Number 5, if it's a season of giving, how come your cable company only gave you 30 channels? Number 6, if you hear a ho-ho-ho coming from your den, that's Santa laughing at the size of your movie package. Number 7, hey Ebenezer, give your family Dish Network. To use these lines on your friends, please call us at 1-888-399-DISH. 1-888-399-DISH. Dish Network. How would you like your TV?
Available at Sears and other fine retailers. Promotion requires 1 year of programming services agreement. Cancellation penalties apply. Offer expires December 31st. Installation not included. Additional restrictions and sales tax may apply. Void or prohibited.
34.52, a new record for the NASDAQ as it gained 99 points today. The Dow picked up 40 to close above 11,000. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato covered the end of a restaurant era today.
Giant Marriott used to be one little hot shop in downtown Washington serving chili, tamales, and root beer. Today, the Marriott family closed down this hot shop, the last one in Temple Hills, Maryland.
Thank you. Bye-bye. See you. Bless you. Thank you, Doc. Can I help you?
The first customer placed an order 72 years ago. The last one, Ron Edlovich, scanned the cafeteria choices and called for fish.
This is what I've been doing for 20 years, at least twice a week.
This is a place of long-time devoted customers, 30-year employees, fried chicken and Salisbury steak, homemade burgers and Jell-O. Its time has passed. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Temple Hills, Maryland.
That's the World News Roundup. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.